You're listening to Off the Clock, KBI's look at arts and culture, and I'm your host, Erin McKinstry. For many artists, dreams are a source of inspiration that can inspire novels and paintings. And a few weeks ago at Orr Street Studios in downtown Columbia, dreams inspired almost 70 young kids to make art of their own. KBI's Erin Schrader has more.
Hello.
We'll start all these projects in just a minute.
Catherine Park. I'm an artist here at Orr, and I'm one of the informal but highly committed and long-term committed group of artists who organize Second Saturday for Kids three times a year. We really think of the arts in a varied mapping of human creativity and constructive creation and imagination in daily life. And we really, this is a daily life thing. The arts are crucial for daily life. So we've been doing this a long time, thanks to generosity of many, many artists in the community who join us for our events three times a year.
I'm Hope.
I'm Ian.
I'm going to teach hip-hop for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
He's going to be my helper.
Yep.
Money is not an impediment to being able to come. And we also value what for us is the opportunity to do an event at the lowest possible. You know, there are a few expenses, maybe buying some new crayons or something, but we love the fact that we never throw away anything. Today's Dreamcatcher materials have been given to us over many years by a lot of people who maybe were moving and said, I have a lot of fabrics and some old buttons and some other, please bring them to us. We will figure out a way to use it. Don't just throw away materials, even if they're half used, whether it's art materials or fabric or buttons or rhinestones or something, because we can figure out ways to use them. And that's great in terms of saving stuff, sustainability. And it also is a real trigger to the imagination. You see things that otherwise would have been considered junk, and you say, what could I do with that? And boy, does the mind love that. The mind just is happy to play with those ideas. So,
my name is Pam Sisson. We've got some great pictures that were cut out of books and magazines and various things, and the children are taking the pictures and gluing them together to make a collage of their silly dreams.
So my collage has a bunch of moons and stars, a few animals, and stuff that I really admire.
We don't go by numbers. We go by exuberance and happiness and creativity and kids actually getting grown-ups to join in with them. We think that is a great accomplishment because grown-ups tend to get a little scared of art. And so at any rate, it was a wonderful day, very lively interwoven arts, as you saw, you know, live harp music, Jabberwocky doing hip-hop and breakdancing, the Dream Room, the Dream Catchers, and the Dream Collage. So there were everything circled in and out, like three-dimensional, like holographically, the theme of dreams, but a lot of variety in terms of the multi-arts.
Erin Schrader, KBI News.
Thanks for listening. Orr Street Studios hosts Second Saturday for Kids every couple months. Their next event is in March. For Off the Clock, KBI's look at arts and culture, I'm Erin McKinstry.